1-888-31-TRUTH. That's the toll-free number. Let's go to San Antonio, Texas, and say hi to Joseph, listening on Guadalupe Radio. Joseph, you're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Good evening. I've got a question about the church fathers going back to my college education. Wasn't there some disagreement amongst them about the value of Greek philosophy to use as a vehicle to explain Christian morality?
Sure. There was a debate not just about the utility of Greek philosophy in explaining Christian morality, but in other aspects of the Christian faith too, such as the nature of God and things like that. And it was a controversy that stretched on for some time. Obviously, there were different Greek philosophers who held a wide variety of opinions on different subjects. The one who, at least during the patristic period, probably had the most influence would have been Plato. But later on, after the time of the fathers, during the Middle Ages, a bunch of Aristotle's writings became popular, and he became quite influential, in particular through St. Thomas Aquinas, who lived in the 1200s, and who did a remarkable synthesis of using ideas from Aristotle to help illuminate different aspects of the Christian faith while also purging those ideas of Aristotle that were incompatible with the Christian faith. So different Greek philosophers have been considered useful by Christian thinkers at different periods in time. But that's one of the things the church does. The church will look at ideas that are common in other cultures and try to discern the extent to which they're compatible or incompatible with the Christian faith, and then learn how to use those that are compatible to illuminate different parts of the faith. It's like St. Paul says in his epistles to the Thessalonians, test everything and hold fast to that which is good. And there's one can make an application of that to philosophical ideas in all different ages of church history.
How's that, Joseph?
I appreciate your time, and yeah, too bad about Tertullian. I think he was the brightest mind in Christian history. Too bad he left Orthodoxy. You guys have a good night.
You too, Joseph. Thank you, sir. All right, time for another break here on the broadcast. We'll come back shortly, taking more of your calls with Jimmy Akin, our guest this hour, talking about the Church Fathers. Jimmy's the author of the upcoming book, The Fathers Know Best, which can be ordered now.